Yo, it's your man Big B. If you're listening to the sound of my voice right now, you have to most likely have on a pair of headphones. Look, me and my crew work hard at our craft, so don't just go listening to us on some cheap headphones. Get the beauty of our voice. Pick up a pair of Tweaked Audio headphones. Look, it's not hard to do. Go to tweakedaudio.com. Put in the code IDS. With that, you will get 33% off your entire purchase. I don't care if you buy a Christmas list of gifts to give out. You'll get 33% off. With that, you'll also get free shipping and a lifetime guarantee. Look, people, you can't beat that. Go to Rival Headphones. Go holler at Beats by Dre and see what they tell you. If you ask for all that shit, they're going to tell you to go get fucked. Look, go get you some Tweaked headphones. Tell them IDS sent you. You'll be better for it. Word up, Al Rich. I ain't the right Kurt Gowdy. And the Flatbush. Myrtle Apple. I'll check it out now. Because I'm coming around the mountain when I come in. I'm coming around the mountain when I come in. Because I come around town and everybody knows my sound. It's profound and I'm worth every pound. The fourth LP consumers don't sweat or fret. Just go purchase the cassette. The album comes on wax and on CD. Hits hard from Fort Greene to Chelsea. Walk through the cold, I burn and then through the black rain. Always succeed cause I always use my damn brain. Married my one and my only fly cutie. And always keep my same booking agent named Rudy. My pal, partner Sal, my main man Al. Be sure, I'm sure the friendship is secure. Advice about the mice is always in me. And be sure, peace to love the Quincy. The miss, give her a kiss and sister miss, pump a fist, the gist of this, check it out. I'm Mr. Chub Rocker, I'm Mr. Fun, I'm Mr. Smooth Rapper, I'm Mr. Number One. Friends call me the Chubster, any mic that I touch seems to melt in my clutch. I'm too much. Check it out, because I take a snake shake, I bake the flake until I say, for goodness, Drake, don't make no more damn mistakes. Then I dunk a skunk, dunk a punk, drunk some junk, and sunk into the super life mixed with punk. But I don't know what to do or what to say to him. If he wants to hit me, let him destroy his kidney, I don't care. No tears for fears, give the kid another beer, let him lose another year. How can you do that? You knew that he grew that, pursued that. Down the street, yo, who that? Walk the other way, looking at him makes me say, good complexion, now he looks great, but I can't leave him alone, cause I'm civilized. Don't want him drinking no more saying hi. So man, I got the plan, you see the zip growing on your wrist, connected to the fist, feel the gist of this. And while you feel the gist of this, go to the party and pump your fist, because I'm Mr. Chub Rocker, I'm Mr. Care. I'm Mr. Good Rapper, I'm Mr. Brand New Year. Friends call me the Chubster, any person I touch seems to change in my clutch. I'm too much. Check it out. Give them this to Flatbush, Give them this to Bed-Stuy, Give them this to the Crown Heights, Give them this to the South Bronx, Give them this to Atlanta, Give them this up to L.A., Give them this up to J.A.
The In Deep Show is for people over the age of 18.
So if you are not at least 18 years old, you will get in trouble, not them.
Hey, wait, we're not 18.
We better get out of here.
You are down in deep.
This is deep.
The Big D, Shawnee, the Queen, Drew Baby, and Mark, the Dark Wild.
Do you smell it? Because I smell it.
Everything I do is gonna be funky from now on, yeah.
Cause I can smell it, it's in the air, and I smell it. I have to go deep. This is deep, but I'm going deep. I'm going deep, 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 deep.
You're down I'm in deep.
I'm going deep, deep, deep.
You're down in deep.
Smell it, it's in the air, and I smell it. I have to go deep.
Everything I do is gonna be funky.
Cause I can smell it, it's in the air, and I
oh, yeah. Everything I do is gonna be funky.
Cause I can smell it, it's in the air, and I
welcome back, y'all. I am your man, Big B. Welcome back to IDS in Deep Show. Damn, it feels like it's been 3 weeks since we last talked. Feel like it has been an eternity. I got a full house today. Got my usual cast of characters. Got my man, Mark the Doc Wally.
What's up, y'all? How y'all doing? I'm here. A little under the weather, but I'm still ready to turn it up. Let's do it.
I have the Queen, Queenie.
Hey, y'all. Welcome to the show. Thank you for joining us.
I have the Princess.
Excuse me, I had to swallow. Hey, everybody.
And where's okay. KGB?
Well.
And we have a guest today, y'all. Back with us again. You want to introduce yourself?
Hey, everybody. I'm Miss T from Chicago. How y'all doing?
Miss T. Back at it again.
What Mark call her? Miss Vodka.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I did.
He called me like 8 names that show.
Yeah, I got to find the one that fits, though.
Patron.
Right.
Tangeray.
Chambord.
Right.
Oh, Jesus.
Chambord.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Full of liquids.
Whatever.
Damn. Zoinks. Full of liquids.
That's...
Mm-hmm.
That's not bad, huh?
Yeah. Okay.
It's all good.
Got to talk into that thing in front of you there. There you go. That picks up your voice. How was everyone's weekend?
My weekend was good. I got my eyes closed and nobody said anything, but my weekend was great. It was a long, short weekend. That's it.
A long, short weekend.
Yeah, it just felt long, but then when it was over, it was like, oh, I'm at work. Mm. It was just one of those things. Like, I didn't want it to end, but I didn't realize it really ended until I walked into work this morning. It was like, oh, I'm not at home anymore. So, it was cool, though.
Nice.
Really, Mark, you want to do that over here? Can you just say you're under the weather? Ugh.
I just burp.
That's, see? Hello?
I'm trying to... Oh, you want me to do it over here? Okay,
please?
Nobody's that way.
Jesus Christ.
Right, you know.
Oh, that's how... Okay. All right, Chantel.
Okay.
Mine was good, though, man. Well, actually, it wasn't. I'm trying to get over this bug. Man, the allergies, the asthma, all that shit fucking hit me, man. I hate that.
I just want to know, how does all that shit hit you when you don't leave the house?
It's just the change of the weather. You don't have to.
If he go out on
the climate in the basement is the same.
No, it's not. It's cold.
But when you got... When you got grass and shit covering your back door.
Oh, okay.
It's like a forest. You walk out.
And I do work on the weekends. Whether you know it or not.
Tell him. But in his defense, when you have asthma or allergies, when the weather changes, it kind of like you feel it. It doesn't matter if
you don't
you're
have
indoors
to be outside.
Or outdoors.
Right. It's going to get you. Mm-hmm. If the air can get in to wherever
you
are, you
feel shortness of breath or your nose is clogged. Like,
there you go. I'm going to tell you, had I been here yesterday, I don't know if I would have made it. I mean, I would have made it here, but man. Just going up, you know how many stairs I had from my basement to the you know, the living room. It's a split level. It's like maybe 15. Man, I got to the top of stuff. I'm like, God damn it.
This is before or after you put the cigarette out.
Well, see, with those cigarettes, Mark, I can't defend with you. But yesterday morning, I did say my breathing is off. Because you feel it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you suffer from allergies and stuff.
And asthma is what So I'm like, oh, my breathing is off.
So if I have any symptoms tonight or tomorrow, it's safe to say that
one of the two of these nasty asses gave it to you.
Right, and it's not an allergy.
Wait,
it's a little
a
bit of cold mixed up in there.
You can't catch an allergy.
I said it's not an allergy.
You're born with.
I said it's not an allergy. It's a cold mixed up in there.
Right.
That's what I just
and
said.
There's something going around. Allergy,
I didn't say that you catch an allergy.
Right. So you can't put it on us.
Oh, I could. If I have a symptom.
That's what I'm trying to tell her.
But see, but you don't know that. If I have a symptom.
You've been
tonight or tomorrow?
On Ike lately.
No, Ike don't get sick. I don't know, for some reason, my household we don't have a problem with sickness. So I'm really leery of being around people that, you know, say that they're sick and you know, sniffling and stuff. And I understand it's allergies because people go through that. But sometimes you don't even understand. Like sometimes the underlying is a cold. And I can probably catch that. Not your allergy. I know that. But your cold, I can. So please keep your distance. Thank you.
Me too. Please and thank you.
Still well, you didn't say that you was feeling some kind of way.
I didn't
he
say
said
I had
allergies.
A cold.
I know that you're not hearing what I'm saying,
you're
but it's okay.
The underline is a cold. Is not.
I said if I have a symptom, then the underline is a cold. That's what I
right.
said.
Which means you didn't get it from us. You got that shit.
You don't know what she got.
Okay.
Now.
Well, you're right.
Really, Mark? Wait
no,
a minute.
But you didn't.
Wait
you,
a minute.
I mean, okay. You know what? You're right. You're right. I'm sorry. Both of us, we allergies,
we good.
All that shit. We fucked up.
Yeah. Fucked up no, together. He's right. Y'all fucked up.
We good.
Yeah,
we fucked
good.
Up.
Yes, we good right. and fucked up.
We're going to be fucked up together. Power to the people. There you go. But other than that, I had a great weekend. There you go. I made it. And I made it here.
Amen.
So let's run. Let's
you
do
are
it.
Amongst the living.
Mm-hmm.
No doubt. So good to be back in here with y'all, man. I swear, for some reason for me, it feels like, for real, it's been like 2 or 3 weeks since we last recorded.
Aww.
Damn. I get
don't cry.
A little emotional when I get around y'all.
He always get like that when he constipated.
Wow. Well, all right.
Aww. Flatulent Fred over
we all
here.
Have a sickness.
Love you, B and Mark. The doc.
Wildly.
You talking about me being constipated? He the one over there talking about he want take it from the back.
I know. No bullshit.
Okay, what
that
I
was
miss?
Earlier.
Y'all
okay,
was he'll take they it. Misconstrued.
No, he take it however. Yeah. That's what he said.
Really?
you'll have to see. This is how shit gets started in the media.
That's how them
you
sauces,
have to hear
that's
the whole get... conversation because them two took it all out of
okay.
her head. You know what I'm saying?
I was gonna say. I'm
she said she was gonna
to
give it to me. She said she was gonna give it to me. I said, all right, I'll take it however I can get it.
No,
and then they
no,
switched
he
it around.
Skipped
and
he skipped
the whole. Skipped the whole
right. That so did y'all. So did y'all.
I said something from the back.
Right.
And then he said, I take it however you want.
Did the week? She never asked you about your weekend or how you doing.
I didn't go around the room.
I
don't know.
Weekend queen.
Yeah, queen.
It was okay.
Great.
Well, I
should tell
everybody.
Somebody can call the doctor.
Somebody gonna call the doctor to
switch.
Yeah.
Fix your record.
Hair done, nails done, everything did. Queen fancy.
Hey.
Yeah. Queen always like that. Both of them. Both of them. They stay up on the stuff.
Thank you.
Don't they, Brian?
They do.
Little cuties.
I appreciate that.
We got three cuties now.
I'm gonna start hitting my pockets.
How?
I got to peel off a little bit of their earnings. Let them get their hair in there done and stuff.
I know that.
When are we starting this?
Need to fill in and about.
He said in the future.
Oh, okay.
You said in the future.
Okay.
No, this has been going on for like 3 years. This has been going on since show 69.
All right. Okay. Cool. You've been doing a good job there, boy.
You know what I'm saying? I try my best.
Look at him.
You know, sometimes they get a little under the skin, so I got to let them, rock some new growth.
Okay.
For a couple weeks.
So they realize exactly who the pimp daddy is. Huh?
You got to know this.
Oh, cool.
You got to know this.
Cool.
And the one thing about, when you taking care of bras like that,
Damn, my bras.
You got to,
Right.
You got to keep them in line.
That's right. That's right.
They get out of line, I'm going to have to step to them, and somebody in the background going to scream.
Somebody should call a doctor.
I'm not a doctor, but I play one on TV.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news.
Hey, y'all.
Hey.
Oh, Mariah Carey, apparently she done moved on. She started messing with this dude, and his name is Brett Ratner. Okay?
I hope he's a vocal coach.
You can hear it in my voice.
Or
Mariah
has
Carey.
A business in selling muzzles.
But anyway.
Have you heard Mariah sing lately?
Okay. No, I haven't. That's good.
Neither have any of us. Cause what she's doing up there
is not.
Sounds more like Biz Markie's beatboxing.
Mariah, just bow out gracefully.
Let it go, huh? L.I.G.
Yeah.
Okay. But apparently her and my man, they was all snuggled up on one of his friends, Big Yachts. Now, if y'all don't know, Brett Ratner, he directed Rush Hour. He also directed Horrible Bosses. That's one of my favorite joints right there.
Brett, don't do it.
The one.
Brett, all I got to say to you was Glitter.
I haven't seen two.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so one.
Yeah, that's why I just said Horrible Bosses. It was implied that was the first one.
All right.
No, I'm just saying, so she's...
Have you
seen the second one?
I have, but I'm in agreement with you.
One is the joint.
Yeah.
So two is
I.
Okay. I know most sequels these days ain't, every now and again you'll run into a good sequel, but and he also directed a couple of her videos, Obsessed and Touch My Body. Okay. Now so apparently dude got some cake somewhere around there, but it ain't his boat. So maybe he ain't got enough cake to get a boat yet. But they were snuggled all up on the joint, man. And apparently she over Nick. Now I don't know if this is just a photography ploy. Somebody just got a picture or whatever. They were snuggled up, and everything. But Mariah, she had one of those poses where, he was like laying behind her on the chair. And Mariah, she had one of the diva poses with her little wine or whatever, like. He could be back there or he couldn't be back there. One of the two, it wouldn't make no difference. Just take a picture of me. So you never know. I don't know.
I don't ever touch my body.
Huh?
I don't ever touch my body.
It's probably one of them songs when she was,
on the phone.
Hit that jump. How it go?
Anyway, you know she was faking it.
I
don't like her too much.
So you don't remember the song?
I don't know.
Is that on the Butterfly album?
Yeah,
it is. I kind of like the Butterfly album.
That she really cares. Touch her body.
Yeah. You know what? I think you want to know what probably happened to her voice real quick. All the fan blowing and the breeze that have her hair blowing in every video and every stage show. She always got a fan blowing. So it could have, kind of
so
damaged
Beyonce,
her.
So
No, Beyonce dances.
But she still
Beyonce
has a,
always has a fan in the front.
Yeah. Yeah, she does. But she dances. She gets away from the fan sometimes. Mariah, it's always a fan. Mm. It's all, and she's just sitting there and she's doing like this. Mm-mm. Beyonce
I'm
is dancing.
The weight gain.
No, I'm going to chalk it up to not getting her voice trained.
Right.
Singers are
just
still
chilling, eating.
Yeah.
Singers and not still, doing nothing.
Shit, even fat ass singers. Ruben, he was. He sound,
but Ruben was probably doing something though. You know what I mean? Like probably still exercising his voice, and you know,
right? That's what I'm saying. So yeah,
she probably isn't.
Yeah, she's doing more eating than mm-hmm. doing it. Right, right.
Well, let Nick
but
tell
I mean,
once her
voice,
drinking,
I believe that too. Yeah. I believe that.
So,
I mean, she's an old white woman.
Wow. There you go.
There I go. There I go. My bad.
Nick left her because she drunk too much.
My bad. You know what? And I didn't mean it. I'm just thinking about movies when I think.
Speaking of drinking, anybody heard anything about Bob Christina?
I heard they moved her to another location, some right. kind of rehab.
She's still on life support?
Yeah. Still on that. Then that's what I don't understand.
So how is she in rehab? What is she rehabbing? Shouldn't they be rehabbing that machine right about now? Because that's the only thing working.
See, if I was to say something remotely close.
Say it.
Say no, it. I'm not gonna say that now because I don't have nothing to say. But I'm just saying, I was trying to catch him.
I don't understand. I mean,
mm-hmm. I don't think she's in rehab anymore. I mean, I don't think she's on the life.
Yeah, I don't think she is.
But I don't think that.
I think they moved her because she's no longer on it.
Right.
Oh, so she's no longer.
Yeah, they
on
can't
the
move
machine.
You yeah. when you're on life support.
I'm about to say
they
yeah.
wouldn't do that because
as soon as they unplug that Jonas, I mean, unless they got a Honda portable generator,
I think she got a trach.
For real?
I think. Jeez. Or they were talking about it last time I remember.
That's not
oh, but Bobby Christina is in rehab. Y'all got the game, but she's in rehab. She's doing the Lindsay Lohan on
so
the low.
So you're saying,
she's not on the lot of shit to be
she
in rehab.
Did rehab before, and we will
right,
be
come on,
the story
man.
Now.
Yeah. That's a lot of work to be in rehab.
Right, she keeping it.
She need to do like the Scott Disick version of rehab. Just go to Costa Rica, mm-hmm. get paid to party, and then come home.
Mm. But you know, you said she got that trach, right?
I think that's what I remember. I mean, I need to check Doc's sauces.
I had to lay side on his ass a lot.
No, I'm just saying because
I love that.
Unfortunately, if she did, you know, she gonna be like, "My man, no, I'm gonna get you, sucker." Looks so no. good. I think I'm gonna fuck you froggy style. Yeah, fuck you now, bitch.
Album.
So stupid.
All right.
That was not I'm gonna get you sucked.
Yes, it was.
That was
CB4.
Yeah.
Was it
CB4? Yeah.
It
was
Eddie
Murphy boy. That's right.
Charlie
Murphy.
No, I know all the movies.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
Anyway, moving on.
That is terrible. Y'all wrong as hell.
How with him? He has said that. Y'all know I reported a few shows ago about Amber Rose and Wiz Khalifa.
Who?
Amber Rose. Oh. Wiz Khalifa.
Her too.
That one.
Yeah, all three of them. You know about having a problem, you know, about the custody of the baby and all that kind of stuff. Apparently Amber Rose has had a change of mind.
She's just gonna go ahead and let Wiz have him. Is she gonna twerk her way to stardom?
He's just bowing up gracefully. Like, yeah, take it.
Well, what it is.
That's her money.
Wiz Khalifa had a track on the Furious Sevens movie. Mm-hmm. Okay, and he, in one of his songs, I don't know how many songs he had, but in one of his songs, he said, how could we not talk about our family when family is all we have? Okay, everything I went through. We went through together with you by my side, and now you're gonna be with me through this last ride. And apparently, those few lyrics really touched Amber Rose, and she, you know, I guess she, I don't know if she dropped the custody suit or she just, or they just put it on hold or whatever. But I think that's kind of good. Maybe they'll find some kind of, you know,
resolve,
kind of reconciliation.
And the thing is, let me tell you something. On the show, one particular show, I can't remember what volume it was, but I was really, I had Amber's back. And I think it was like a couple of days later, it came out about her and Wiz Khalifa and you know, the breakup of her messing around and all this other stuff. Okay. It was like, that bitch, I had your back. Like, how could you make me sound stupid? On the ID. Hold on, wait a minute. She said, Ty. What does Ty mean? You know, I'm sensitive over here. I think I added something.
What was
else
it that she said that you said made you sound stupid?
I'm saying Amber made me sound stupid because I was like backing her.
Yeah,
like,
you were.
My girl. Yeah.
That's why I was like,
because,
I remember.
I mean, think about the whole time that her and Wiz was together. It just seemed. It was so much better than Kanye and her. Like, Kanye, he was...
But I thought you were backing her about the tweet thing between her and...
No, this is before. Her and when Wiz, they were still known to be together. Yeah, and then, a couple of days later, before the next show, it was like, damn, all this shit happened between Amber and Wiz. And I was like, damn.
Okay.
Amber? That's when it came out, I think, that the son... Looks like looked just like that damn driver. I swear to God.
Oh, okay.
He looked cool. Just like that damn driver.
I thought you had a bag.
Past tense.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Anytime. Let me tell you something. I just have something. I just don't feel good about these young women having kids. Kim K, Amber Rose. We can name a couple of them, and still doing shit as if it's just them.
Right.
I think it's selfish. I think what's her face? The broad from Atlanta, Mimi. That shit. Why would you do that when this shit could be traced back to you? These kids. Technology is a motherfucking now. Just imagine years from now when you know what I'm saying. Like, it's always going to be recorded that you acted as a. The word that y'all don't like me to say so much, but thought. You acted as a thought.
Well,
you know what I'm saying? Like, it's you. It's,
I'm so
it's
glad
out
you
there.
Said thought.
What'd you think she was gonna say?
The word.
She said the words you don't like me to say.
Mark said it.
Hey, we all mean the same thing.
I mean, you know, I just don't like that. I just feel like you know you're in a, it's another chapter in life. In your life, and you're supposed to be setting an example. You got all that money, all that power. You could redirect that to give energy somewhere else.
Right.
You know, in your child's development. Not that you still got it. Mm-hmm. You better still have it, bitch. You only 20 something.
Right.
You only in your early 30s. Like, you need to still have it.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Shut up. You need to still have it. Shit. Be like Madonna. This bitch is 56 and she's still
a thot.
Oh shit.
Okay.
I mean, hey,
sir.
She's still doing what? It.
Oh, you defending Madonna?
You said that she flared her nose on your ass.
Oh, yeah, right.
Sir,
right.
She gave you the sideways.
Sir.
Like,
hey. Whatever that means.
She do not approve that message. Do not.
Hello.
Okay. I'm sorry. I was just getting ready to do my story. Y'all keep on.
Shit. Jeremy.
And your woman, she's real fine, you know. I like to fuck her froggy style.
What did you say?
I'll be out in a while.
Okay.
I'm trying to protect that ass, huh?
Protect that ass.
Well, welcome to the Terror Dome, bitch.
Terror Dome, bitch.
You're so damn stupid.
Yeah, to find that joke, there you go.
Playing out ignorant.
That's my dog.
It's my vagina.
Don't do it.
Wrong.
Disrespectful. She old enough to be your granddaughter. Don't do that.
I can't even laugh. Anyway.
Anyway. What's that tickle?
I tell you.
No,
I can't laugh like I want to because all this
shit gonna come up on the mic.
Right. Yeah, that too. Anyway.
Take that phone with you.
Burt Jenner.
Yeah. Who? Burt?
Burt Jenner.
Burt Jenner.
Bruce's son.
Oh, okay.
Burt. He has a kid named Burt.
He got two. Yeah, that's he got three
that's
sons.
That's a quiet kid. Remember, he got, they old.
Oh, I know. I know he has the really cute dude. But that one must be like in the background. I've never even heard his name ever.
Yep.
Oh, okay. Tell us about Burt.
All right. Burt, he pissed off with Jamie Foxx. Okay, oh. Now Jamie Foxx said something on stage at the God damn it, I didn't even write down the name of the thing because I knew
the iHeart.
Yeah, the iHeart thing. Mm-hmm. There you go.
Did anybody watch that?
I didn't.
I didn't even know that shit was on.
I watched some of it.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I didn't even know it existed.
By accident, the TV was on in the background.
I fell asleep.
Oh. My bad.
Okay, sorry.
Shit. See, that's why. Okay. Anyway, Jamie made a joke about Bruce Jenner. Okay, Jamie said Bruce Jenner could sing a male and a female duet by himself.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Yep. That's what he said. And he also said, he also added that he was just busting his balls while he still had them.
A lot of people didn't think that funny. I don't know why they didn't. Because I'm not quite sure if it was... I'm not going to even be controversial. But anyway, if it was somebody else other than Bruce Jenner, mm-hmm, it would have been. But right. I wonder if they say, you know, when they say Bruce Jenner is their father, do they spell it F-O-T-H-E-R?
We got some groundbreaking performances here, too, tonight. We got Bruce Jenner will be here doing some musical performances. He's doing a his and her duet all by himself. Baking soda. Look, I'm just busting your balls while I still can. Give it up.
Wrong.
Well, there you have it. But
that includes his diagnosis.
Nah, not yet. I got a few more things to say. But I like that though. If I knew you had that, I wouldn't even say it all that ba-dum-bum. Shit. Right. But anyway, Bert says, you know, he understand that people are going to come at his father. He knew that. He wasn't.
Literally.
His father.
Ah, there you go. But he said he wasn't even really tripping. He said, but then again, he says that Jamie's trying to be like Kevin Hart and stay, you know, trying to keep himself relevant.
Oh, now, gosh, he's so irrelevant.
How about
right?
Man, you just found out about you 15 exactly. minutes ago no through Mark Sauces.
Right.
How irrelevant are you?
I don't know. That was accurate. So we're going to say that was sources. Are we going to say sources?
Yeah, I guess we say source, but either way.
Okay, either way.
We just heard about irrelevant. You on IDS.
If you, that's what I'm saying. If you make it to the diagnosis and we just find out about you... Oh, nigga, your level of irrelevancy is wow.
He found the first black mid-sized comedian. He wanted to compare him to it.
Uh-huh.
He's so not familiar with Wanda, where it came from.
Okay.
But then what he said was actually off base anyway, because Kevin Hart is relevant. So he said, you trying to be like Kevin Hart and stay relevant.
Right,
Kevin Hart's not trying to stay well.
But if Kevin Hart would have said that, what would you have said about Kevin Hart, that he was trying to be like Eddie Murphy? Like, I don't understand.
Right,
like
trying to be like Richard Pryor.
Right,
because
you know Richard Pryor stole all his jokes from the white man.
Oh gosh,
they just caught him on the fly, and he wanted to say something, you know, because he was a little.
Does
pissed.
He look like
who, him or his father?
Does he like Bruce's transition?
You said caught on the fly. It was no time.
He looked like pre Bruce or post Bruce. His son looks like pre Bruce.
Pre Wheaties.
Bruce.
Or mixture Bruce.
Yeah. He looks like Wheaties Bruce.
No, he looks Weedy, like I'm pre. Going.
Well, step one, step two.
Pre Wheaty.
Yeah.
Pre Wheaty.
Pre shaving Adam's apple.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Adam's apple, bitch.
Wheaties Bruce was nice looking. Remember when he made on the Wheaties?
Yeah,
wait a minute.
I
he don't
the
look
boy,
Wheaties.
With the boy shorts on?
Yeah.
But that's how y'all do it.
He looked a little gay there.
Views of Mark Duck Wally. That's what it goes.
I'm just saying, man.
Y'all say that every little... time I talk, so people won't get sensitive. Good.
I wouldn't worry about it.
He looks nothing like the other Jenner boys. He's all like
he
bearded
like a
up.
Redneck.
Yeah.
Right.
Or like a skater or
a
MMA fighter.
Like a hockey player.
So he should do.
Right, free. He looked like a little thug a little bit.
You know what I'm saying? Like an MMA fighter or.
Free. That's what I said. Free.
Because like see the other brother, like he's super cute.
He looks like I forgot what's my name? Boys. Jump
he's
around.
Look like his father.
Jump up, forget
that's
down.
All of them.
Jump. Who's that group?
Yeah. Nope.
What's it's, the ooh, B? God. Hello, work with
House
me here.
Paper?
House of Pain, thank you. Shit.
It's like one of these kids is doing his own thing. Because all, like, those two brothers look the same. That one looks totally different.
That's like Duck Dynasty with the brother that don't have the beard
she
and the hair.
She pulled the Sesame Street album.
One of these kids are doing their own thing.
Oh, all right.
That was my shit.
That concludes my diagnosis. When was that picture taken, though? That concludes my diagnosis. We got a lot of more coming up.
Nope. Show's
yes,
over.
We do.
You have this morning?
You can handle the rest of the booze.
Yeah, I'll stay tuned. Don't listen to me. We'll be back.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning,
hey,
Mom.
Good morning, Mom.
I made breakfast, Mom.
Oh, shit.
It smells good, too, baby. What did you fix?
I made some grits, sausage, and eggs.
Mm-hmm. Translation, goulash.
No. You know what? No, goulash, foo, is the shit that slides out the corner of your mouth when you talk.
God damn it. Okay, you two. That sounds good, baby. Come on. Okay. Sounds good.
Yeah. Future sounds good, too. Until you turn the volume up and it sounds like he's drowning in his own computer.
I have to agree with you on that one, Junior. He sounds like the illegitimate grandson of Roger Troutman.
Now, wait a minute. Last time you made breakfast, Selma, something was wrong. What is it this time?
Nothing, Daddy. I just wanted to make breakfast for the family, that's all.
That's not fair, Ray. She just wanted to make breakfast.
All right, whatever the fuck y'all say.
I'm with you, Daddy. There's something fishy about this breakfast thing, and I'm going to find out exactly what it is.
Okay, Junior, but be discreet and let me know the minute you hear something.
I got you.
Ma, I need to talk to you after breakfast, if you don't mind.
Of course, baby.
Mom, can we talk now?
Sure, Selma. I mean, you got the food cooking. Okay, let's go to the room.
Okay.
What is it, Selma?
Mom, I missed my period this month. I think I might be pregnant.
Oh, Jesus! Are you sure, Selma?
I'm saying I missed my period. I don't know what else could it be.
Okay. Go to CVS and get one of them home pregnancy tests.
Okay. I'll be back.
Girl, look, don't mention this to anyone.
Okay, Ma.
Yeah, I got the goods now. I got to report to Agent Daddy.
I'm going to the store. I'll be right back, y'all.
Oh, hold up. When you start going to the store, that's my job.
Because Ma wants the right stuff this time.
All right, okay. I'll walk down there with you. I got to go that way anyway.
What you doing down here, Junior?
Hey, Dad, I just had to let you know, man. Selma's pregnant.
I knew it! I knew something was wrong. All right, thanks, Junior. Don't say anything. Wait till I get home tonight.
Okay, Daddy.
Good job, son.
Thanks, Dad.
Okay, I got it, Ma.
Okay. Shh. Let's go in the bathroom. Take this test. Okay. And then let me know what happens, okay? Okay. Shh. Okay, be quiet.
Okay,
Ma.
Okay.
Where's Selma, Ma?
She's in the bathroom, Junior.
The bathroom, huh? What was she doing in the bathroom, Ma?
The same thing you do in the bathroom, genius. hell's up with all these questions, Junior?
Ma, can you come in here?
Yes, baby. What is it?
It tested negative and I got my period.
Woo. See, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I knew there was nothing to worry about.
Both of y'all in the bathroom, huh? What's up with that?
Okay, now, goddammit, what's going on in here? Is there something y'all want to tell me?
Yeah, tell us.
Shut up, Junior.
All right, now, Selma thought she was pregnant, Ray, but she's not.
Damn it, Junior!
My bad.
Just unfolding the tinfoil, watching the crackhead stroll, thinking how it all gonna spark this time.
Good times,
good times.
Get out of bed with your protest. We won't get paid by itself.
Nigga, you ain't laid on.
Good times.
If man don't get it fucked up.
Good times.
Instagram and job searching.
Good times.
Back into your past, sister.
You don't know who you are. Look back into your past, sister. Look back into your past, brother. Africa.
Talk about. Ooh, you want to talk about a blast from the past? I had to get a quick segment in.
Yeah, that is a blast. It brings back memories.
No, I had to get a quick segment in. It's gonna be a quick one. We got a little topic we need to get to, and all that good stuff. So we're gonna do it like this. Y'all know how it is. I'm either going to play an original or I'm going to play a sample. You gotta tell me who sampled it. Okay. You know the rules of the game, Drew. We're gonna ask you to be last because you're gonna most likely know it. All right. All right. So, the song, original song, is Willie Mitchell, Groovin'. Catch this one, actually.
I know the lyrics.
Right, I'm like,
you know the lyrics to this song?
Groovin'.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's
what we're like. Right, the, like, that's what's popping in my head.
Who sampled?
All right. Drusif?
Drusif? I don't know. I don't remember the name of the song, but it's Jizza.
It is Jizza.
The song.
It is Jizza. All right.
Look, I'm
behind
the studio.
Oh, here it goes.
When I was little.
It's a long introduction, so I'm going to skip forward.
The Classic Wu Tang. The Shogun sent his ninja spies to our house. They were supposed to kill my father, but they didn't. Everything changed.
Sometimes we gotta flash some back. See, niggas don't know where this shit started. Y'all know where it came from. But
saying? We gon' take our back to the sword, you know. Yeah.
When the MCs came to live out their names and to perform some
crazy, I mean, I know you remember this at the Howard party.
To act the same with the poor heat rocking on that on the mental plane. The spark of brain.
Now, yo, Miss Drew
yo.
Baby,
yo.
For
a
bonus point, can you tell me anybody else that might have sampled? It was a real obscure song.
It so is a real obscure song.
Can you tell me someone else that
you
might have sampled this?
Right.
And I love the song like a motherfucker too.
Like Zodiac signs, a sweatshirt. Is this somebody in the Rockefeller?
Nope.
Okay. I don't.
It would be Miss Jasmine Sullivan.
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
I used to rock.
You say you scared of her?
All right. Ooh, that's all good to her.
Right.
Mark.
Break the cars out the window.
So be like,
good to go back.
I think that song really pissed me off when I first heard that. But
wait,
that's another song.
What, the busting out your car,
Johnny? Yeah, that shit blew me. It's like, that's like,
you know, now, we did that on the earlier show, the sample on that one, right?
I don't know. That's truth. I don't think we did. I don't remember.
I'm scared of her.
It was something like, about the beat, that little mariachi
it
beat.
It sound great.
Right, but yeah, the lyrics kind of.
Mariachi, sir.
But I did it.
Mariachi beat.
What was it?
True.
Oh.
I did it.
Maybe.
Well,
it was. It's a mariachi type of thing.
That's not really mariachi, though.
Okay. Well, whatever it was.
Okay.
Mariachi like sound. Mariachi-esque.
Do you want to hear the sample for that one, Mark?
Yeah. Let me hear it.
I can do that for you, sir.
Because she just aggressive.
Well, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Sound much better.
This song makes me cry.
Mark, it hit your soul. Hit your soul.
No.
When the night has
that's
come.
The sample.
Yeah. I love this song.
That's the original.
Yes. And the land
that's the original.
Is
yeah. Okay, now let's hear Break the Windows Out of the Car.
But that motherfucker hurt you.
Damn.
That's mariachi.
That's the sample.
Okay. Mariachi, no. Can you find some mariachi music?
No.
To help him out. I'm like, that's not the same.
Right.
I'm not trying to prove a point. Let's move.
I do.
Let's move.
I feel nails and everything.
All right. So we're going to get out of here and we are going to get into our question of the week after a very brief pause. We'll be right back, y'all.
Africa is the mother of civilization on the planet Earth. Africa, where science, cosmetic, knowledge, wisdom, and understanding all comes from in Africa.
Africa.
My mother say Africa.
We say Africa.
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 Your mother say Africa.
We say Africa.
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 All the people say Africa.
Welcome back, y'all. We had an interesting topic last week. gentleman wrote in with a dilemma of having feelings for someone, not wanting his opportunity to pass by, but had concerns or questions. I don't know if it was necessarily a concern, but it was definitely a question about, was the person of interest sexuality the same throughout the whole course?
The origins of
life. Yeah. So, we had some feedback for that from that we want to read, Drew Baby.
Okay, feedback question. All right. Look, right out the gate, we not about to approach this situation soft. Pause. Guy Code 101 says that if at any point your antennas go off, you leave it alone. I understand the chemistry that has built and formed throughout the time you spent with Shim, in parentheses, she, /him. I also understand that you can never deny your feelings towards a person. And if you really want to find out what's really real without offending the person, then go to the slick route. Check the identification photos. Take his or her ass to a water park. Check that medicine cabinet for unusual prescriptions. Ask Shim for a yearbook or two. Like, be slick about it. And I say that because I'm giving it a 0% chance she rocks with you after you confront her about her femininity and it turns out she was naturally a woman. It's just as worse as questioning a guy's manhood. So like I said, be smooth and slick with the approach to find out what you need. The real question is it turn, if it turns out that she did have the bat and balls, will you still have interest towards that MLB player? Damn. Hashtag check that throat muscle. Hashtag check her socks. Hashtag if they Nike socks, that's a nigga. Hashtag how she sit. Hashtag she ever gave you a bro hug. Hashtag check for rainbows and shit. Hashtag follow me on Twitter /Instagram crying out live emoji. Hashtag Baylor the freaking great.
BTG, goddamn. No.
Damn, that's a big much.
Right. No, that dude is a big much. Shout out to Baylor the socks great.
Goddamn it.
Baylor the great socks. Baylor the great socks.
He has now, really cool socks, though, for
before,
real.
Before we go any further into this,
mm-hmm.
I just have to put. Just have to put the disclosure out there. The use of the terminology shim to describe a possible transvestite is that of the writer, not in
the show. And not definitely not TP. Fuck.
Anyone employed with or affiliated with the NBA what? Show.
So, with that being said, thank you for the great feedback.
Yes.
We're going to read it. We're just going to put our disclaimer on it because
right.
we don't want the upset feelings or what have you. Ooh, Jesus.
Who sent the email in?
Bella the Great.
Oh, Bella the Great.
Great.
Yeah.
Ooh, that was a good one.
It was. Good. Very, very good point of view. Very helpful hints. Mm-hmm. You know what? That topic solidified a lot of things for me when it comes to some of the feedback on this show. Mm. It's official for me. Motherfuckers is just scared. Why are y'all so scared?
Exactly.
I just don't get it. I don't understand why. What is the timid nature of speaking your mind? This is the whole point of having this avenue to say what it is on your mind. You know what I'm saying? If you want to stay anonymous, stay anonymous. Say what the hell it is you want to say.
Yeah, just say it.
But we do thank Bella for stepping up.
Yes, sir.
Yep. And I'm gonna tell you, I called.
I'm a hashtag freak. I love that shit. Yeah,
I called out every person that came up to me and was like, "Yo, man, that topic you had." I said, "Yeah, if you ain't gonna write, don't tell me about
don't
it.
Don't tell me shit.
How about that?
I'm tired of entertaining y'all in the streets.
Mm-hmm.
I got a personal life. you can't if you can't articulate that shit.
Oh man!
Oh, wait. On your phone or
good job, nephew Baylor.
No, that's my. No, nephew, let me pull his card on something, uh-oh, nigga. Uh-oh. Ain't no part of my motherfucking email address that says in deep show, so therefore don't send me that shit. Okay. All right.
Okay.
Well, okay.
Good night.
The private views of Drew Baby and Bella the Great. Those
of Drew Baby and Bella the Great. You know, this stems from me sending him important information that he bailed out on, hence the word Baylor. And, you know, that's where that came
hashtag
from.
Baylor.
Hashtag Baylor. Uh-huh. Right, hashtag
Baylor. Baylor. Just met her yesterday.
Because social media world, hashtag is that quote unquote.
Yeah,
so
I love hashtag.
She made it.
Nice.
Hashtag.
So, thank you for that feedback. If you guys want to, no pun intended, grow a pair and send some feedback in, we will entertain you if you want to send it in next week. All right. So, Queen.
Whoa. All right, so our questiones of the day. You know what? I'm not even going to say where this came from because sometimes people get a lot of shine and they need to sit down. So, question. How many one-night stands have you had? How did it develop? And was there protection used or not? Boop. Miss T.
Man, let's go back. And I'm just being honest.
That's all you gotta be on this
journey.
That's
all you can be. Starting from 16, that's when I remember my first one night stand. Yes. There was protection used. I've always been a woman of, hey, I got some condoms if you don't.
Good job.
May offend some people, but hey, that's just how I've been. So let's say 16, one, condom used. Yes, it was mine. 19, one, two. Hey, that's the second.
All right.
Let's say about 24. There's another one. And then I stopped having one-night stands because I remember, hey, it is what you make it.
Let that girl cook.
So I would say I've had three one-night stands. And hey, if y'all don't know.
Come on, man.
Cookie off Empire. I'm Cookie, bitch. Yeah, okay. I always got condoms.
Right.
All right.
Small, medium, large. I had a motherfucker ask me, like, you had a nigga with a dick this big? Yeah. So, I'm all being right. Honest. I'm being honest. Like, he swam in that condom, but he wore it. But,
He swam
in that motherfucker, but he wore it.
That's Chicago lingo.
Oh, finding Nemo.
He swam. He found himself. He wanted this pussy. But, when it's done and said, three. And what was the follow-up question about the fucking one-night stand?
You. IDS crew.
I think I hear my daughter call me.
Oh, man.
Help me. Help me with the rest. How many one-night stands I had? And then what else was the question, Queen?
How many one-night stands have you had? How did it develop? I feel like you didn't answer that part.
The rest of them didn't fucking turn out. I mean, it was a one-night stand. Okay. Like, they all spoke right, for themselves.
Right. The question was, how did it develop? Like, how did it get to actually getting to...
Oh, getting... me meeting up with you that night, and then we, made it happen.
So just a random nigga that was... Hey,
was it somebody? It was always somebody introduced.
I would say the 16-year-old, I remember, it was a motherfucking biker.
Like, let's go ride these bikes. Uh-huh. Yeah.
He put that throttle in full position.
Hey!
Jesus.
It fell off.
He's a biker boy.
The nigga found out I was under 18. I remember us laying in the bed. We fucking developed after that, but I remember us laying in the bed, and he asked me how old I was, and I'm like, I'm 17.
Was this before?
And I'm like,
or
this
after?
Is my 18th birthday, and we ended
was
up.
Was this before Robert's first album? Or
no, I can't.
It was after, like, nigga. Ready. But me and him got into it because he worked for a university. And he was like, he had a daughter on the age, so he didn't want to fuck with me no more. But he was a biker after.
Oh, okay.
He couldn't fuck with me no more because he had a daughter and he felt like a bitch on the age.
Okay.
All right. Oh, fuck.
Okay.
You fucked up Drew drink.
No, my drink's still in my hand. This yours.
That's mine. I don't have no drink. Well, we fucked up.
Drew, can you put that out? Drew, can you put that out there?
But I would say mine was, it most of the time it happened like in the club. You know, you was dancing with a woman, y'all having a good time. And you know, you're having a good conversation, and you know, it's the club is over, the lights then came on and everything. Yes. You know, y'all still talking, and you know, what you doing tonight? You know, you want to go grab some breakfast or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then you know, most of the time it leads up
so
to
it was
you
like
going
where,
back to
where you want to go.
Yeah, yeah. But you know what? Sometimes if I had the money on me, I would rather go to a hotel.
Oh, my.
Because, let me break it down. Thank because you. Some of them, you're like, I can't take this bitch back to my joint. You know what I'm saying? I fuck around, wake up, oh, my TV be gone.
Oh, God damn it.
My fucking VCR and Betamax.
Okay.
No, I'm just saying.
Grandpa,
you know, back in the day. Yeah, back then.
Back when the betas was like 700.
Yeah.
But I'm like, I'm sorry. Why do you want to? But why would you fuck a chick on a random where you, like, what? You might be
what?
Afraid?
What? Man, okay. At the end of the night, you just trying to get your thing on. You ain't, but, I mean.
Yeah, get in, send them home. No. No.
Girl.
No. Okay.
Girl. You know, sometimes, girl. You know, at the end of the night.
Girl.
You know, you're just trying to eat that. But, you know, then again, it's sometimes you might meet him at the park or something. You know.
The park? Like, literally? Like a park?
Initially?
Yeah.
Or you mean the park? Like, down 14th Street?
At a park. Like, oh, okay. Anacostia Park. At a park. At a park.
No, I mean, you don't have the park. 14th Street?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, then. You know, and then after the park, you might go somewhere, you know, have something to eat, go bowling or something.
Ain't that where you met your wife at Anacostia Park?
Yep.
And y'all had something.
No, Anacostia, right? It was Anacostia, yeah. Wasn't it?
How the fuck you had
Anacostia?
I don't remember that shit.
You know what? You can't remember shit else. You know,
but she came with her friend, and you didn't like her at first.
You was trying to talk to your friend.
Yes.
Aren't you lucky your wife don't listen to the show like that?
Because
she would know for real.
Especially if so.
And I just want to say that I love all you guys.
God woke me up this morning, but LaShawn going to make it go night-night.
And I didn't think these motherfuckers would remember that shit. But, yeah. Damn. And I had a great time. And
so Anacostia was just a stroll.
Haynes Point.
Until you said I do.
God damn it.
No, Haynes.
Wrong. Sir.
Okay. Right now. Next. Charnie.
B.
Anybody.
Yes.
Anybody.
That was a nice pass. Yes, man, that was a good pass. I love that's what's that. Up. That was a tight pass.
Have you ever had a one night stand?
Have you ever?
What the fuck? What was that? In real life, for real, are you pondering?
No.
Really? Yeah, I was going to say, you want me to go first?
Really?
No, yeah. You want me to go first to buy you some time?
Here's where you're mistaken.
Okay.
Here's where you're mistaken. Because what you may look at as a one night stand, it was fucks afterwards.
See, the thing is, no, that's fine. But initially,
same day,
initially.
Oh, yeah, I mean, there was same hour.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, really?
They still a one night stand.
But not me. Yeah. You already know it's been collabos too. High five and niggas. Yes, I got. Yeah, that. Wait, yeah. All that.
Wait, what?
I mean,
you are, just, you know his brother so is, right?
There's so many. So many levels to what the fuck is going on. I mean, it's
a trickle.
Because I'm gonna just be honest, Drew's still cleaning up after my three.
All right, so you want me to go before you, so you can think, or
my daughter was calling me when it was my turn.
Or can you answer?
I miss my turn.
I mean, I'm saying, you just want me to pick one and go with it.
Pick them,
sir.
Right.
How many? One night stands.
How many
have you had?
Okay. Let me preface what I'm about to say with this. Sure. Some one night stands didn't set out to be one night stands,
but they were.
But because of the quality of what transpired,
the quality
it ended right then and there.
I can dig it.
But go
yeah,
ahead.
I mean, sometimes you might think that, okay, this is a good go.
Stop. How many?
Hold on. First of all, hold on. Why you pressing me?
Were,
no one threw their number out. Everyone just talked about three. Scenarios.
Mark, and if actually, I look for answered. Anybody for my background,
okay,
check,
did you press?
It's Mark. Then, how many did I
okay,
say, Mark?
So,
three.
That's what you said.
Okay.
And just for the record.
Technically, you said 16, 3 at 19, and 1 at 24, so.
No, bastard. I said 1 at 16, 1 at 22, and 1 at 24.
Mm-mm.
Three.
No, she didn't. No, she didn't.
What I said.
She didn't say three. She said
no, you said 2 at 19.
2 and 19. What was
happening?
The fuck.
She did say 3.
Bitch,
maybe the age wasn't right.
1 and 16,
right.
2 and 19, and 1 and 24.
Maybe that's.
And you said the one dude
right.
on a motorcycle was that was 63.
That was 16. You said? Did you say 63?
He's a hater. He thinks I have a thing for Shady Grove niggas.
Shady Grove.
Senior citizen.
Ooh. Who?
Hey.
Ooh. Who does?
Shady Grove is hilarious.
Who?
Men from Straight Gold Senior Citizen. That's all I'm gonna say.
That is funny. Oh, all right then.
But
all
hey, right.
So
I like
anyway, I'm gonna be honest with you. I can't put. Okay. If you want to go first, you can. I'll try to put a number on it.
No, you don't have to. I mean, maybe.
But it's like there was for me.
You can
I was
say,
there were situations where.
Here we go.
I want you know thought it was gonna be more, and then once I got there, I was like, oh. There's no way I'm ever coming back here. You know what I'm saying? It might have been a situation like that, you know. So, technically you would have to call that a one-night stand, but it wasn't set out to be. You know, there's situations where you like, I'm going to smash this and be gone. I mean, August freshmen's at Howard. I mean, my God.
Exactly. So how many freshmen
sitting
did you do?
In front of the towers, waiting on you.
Martin Dub, I did not stay on campus, so he's not talking about me.
Okay.
But yes, I'm sitting on this wall.
How many can you give us?
For your mother
we need
and father
a number.
To call.
The question asks for a number. Am I right or wrong, Queen?
Will I fall?
You did.
Oh, okay. Big B, we need a number.
I'll throw a fictitious number out there.
15?
I said fictitious.
How many?
15.
that'd probably be low, but.
Shit, so yeah, I know. High five, my nigga.
No, don't entertain him. You can't rub on me again in life if you entertain him.
I mean, it'd be many more bitches sitting in that middle seat.
Well,
you better consider it
well,
an honor.
Boom. Double boom.
In this
boom.
Corner. I don't know you no more.
Fighting out of.
All right.
Queen is my bitch.
Oh. How'd I get to be your bitch?
You
I'm like, what you do for me?
You are the queen's
I'm
bitch.
I need more than that. Thank you. I'm not that easy.
You see where I was, right?
All
right.
So, all right. Well, whatever you answer for yours, let me answer for mine. One comes to mind. We went to a party.
A number, Neen.
I said, what?
We need a number, Neen.
You didn't even answer, sir. Okay. I'm trying to rescue you.
I just want to put you on the spot like you did me.
I said, I'm trying to rescue you.
I said one comes to mind.
Seriously, one.
So it was only one? You only had one?
Sir, because I'm pure. Like the driven snow. One comes to mind.
That's a lie.
How is that a lie? They nigga, you don't know me like that.
You don't know me. But you always seem to got an essence for what I say.
I did. Mark, if you go back really? And actually listen to this episode, I did not question what you said, sir.
Oh, I was just fucking with you, Neen. I'm sorry.
I'm just saying.
He was saying in general.
Gentrification.
In general.
Gentrification.
He bowed out.
I mean, but seriously. The only one stand that pops in my head, one, I'm not saying it's not more than one, but the only one that pops in my head is going to a party in Georgetown. All right. Hanging out with people. Look. Sir,
don't worry about it. I'm
not worried. I'm like Mr. 15. I'm not worried about it. I said the only one that pops in my head, and that's this head. The only one that pops.
I know you had another one.
Not the super.
Nice to know.
Not the super one. Just that one.
There you go.
Okay. Was going to a party in Georgetown, and I don't know, somebody from the party played basketball for Georgetown. I couldn't even tell you like what the fuck his name was, but everybody was hanging out, everybody was having a good time. I was like, cool, meet me here, you know, where I lived. And he did. And yes, for your question, condoms were used because I didn't get down like that back then. So yeah, that was the one night stand that came to my mind. It was a good time.
Cool.
Yeah, I'll leave it at that.
What year was that?
I'll leave it at that.
She can leave it at that. That. Serious.
I'll leave it at that. Somebody from Georgetown. I'll leave it at that.
One thing for sure, two things for certain. We will not get feedback on this topic.
Why not?
No, you might.
Why?
I'm fucking scared, man.
I don't know. Yeah.
I mean, they couldn't even help the man out.
I could give it years to
trying
my
to figure out what to do if the chick he was digging was a man or a woman. You know they're not going to put their business out there.
Phony
asses.
Well, oh well.
Okay. Hood time every time.
Let's see if we can sing that joke without the lyrics.
No.
Nope.
No. All right then. No.
No.
I plead the fifth on y'all ass.
God
damn it. I'm already getting.
That's the best part of that joke right there.
By my fan base.
Oh boy.
You know, I'm too open that sometimes I can't, you know. They fuck around with like they trying to burn me at the stake.
You hit them high joints. Who? So you hit that
if
shit.
If I answer
no
that
problem.
Question.
You know what? Stop playing.
I ain't got an answer for
you. You talking about the question, he talking about hood times.
Right.
In an effort
I know
just
I made
to
a song.
Everybody to sing.
I made a song about it.
Like to hear.
This IDS, we ain't never on point. Everybody always on their own thing.
Tell them what.
You're in my problem.
Welp.
I know what that means. Air rescue has come.
It's my mic. But I bet you this motherfucker don't stink. don't play with me.
Air rescue has come in.
Shit.
Save me.
I ain't got tart gums.
I hate it. I can't.
No, I ain't got tart gums.
Drew, baby.
Hey, yeah.
Two finger, one finger.
Two finger, one finger. I should go back as far as Monday the 23rd, but I'm not going to go that far back. Two finger. Two finger, one finger, two finger to my weekend and my future in-laws coming in and visiting, girls having an old sleepover and all that stuff.
Wait a minute.
My future in-law, my sister-in-law, her husband, yes, and the kids and stuff. They call me Auntie Yoni.
I thought.
Auntie, I see Mama every Wednesday.
I thought KGB.
Some weekends. Yeah, Auntie Yoni.
I thought KGB was from something. Yeah.
No, y'all find out because he be so personal that should be known. But anyway, him need to go somewhere real quick before this. Anyway, so that's two fingers to that. One finger is to my energy level lately. I've just been super fucking tired. I mean, even with a coffee, normally a coffee can keep me up, not keep me energetic, but just keep me awake. And it's just have not been working. So, you know. Me and my inner Restitution needs to get it together.
Yeah, I got on bottoms. That's what hits me when I hit Restitution.
Yeah, so I got to get that together.
Shout this out to all. This has been an In Deep Show random moment.
And you know what?
Miss T, two now finger, one finger.
Fingers
to the microphone.
Definitely two fingers to, I'm gonna say, the IBS show for letting me come again within 4 weeks. I love y'all. Mwah. One finger to
Studio Destruction.
One finger to the fucking Maryland state job community that haven't been calling me for an interview. We're gonna pass.
Doctor, two finger, one finger.
Are you gonna bring me in on that?
He's so two fingers,
huh?
Hey,
I'm talking to him, man. Can I say something to him, man? Please, man.
We in the studio all together.
You know what? Two fingers to
Ralphie T.
The Hood Times today.
For bringing up that song.
Y'all, man, I'm so proud of y'all. And I meant to tell y'all this a few shows ago, but it's good to see, you know, when I just sit down and write something, just type something, and it comes to fruition. The way it comes.
Oh my God! Use. Two fingers to the goddamn word you use, right?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. And one finger to the fucking fact this broad over here always correcting every goddamn thing we say. But I love you, babe. I love you, Duncan.
Oh,
you
I'm the broad. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
The queen. That's our queen right there, Miss Crabtree. She's gonna keep our grammar tight. And everything we say and just keep everything moving, girl. I love you.
Thank you.
Nah, for real though, I do. I appreciate all you guys for real.
We know that.
Did I say it on one finger, didn't I?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I feel like you gave it to me, but yes.
But I gave you a half of one finger and then two or two.
Because that's as long as your four. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Giving you a shout out for saying the word right.
Queen Queen.
Hey, yo, hey. I will say two finger to company. Miss T, thank you for stopping by. Woohoo! And other side of for bringing, because we have sunshine. A little cold.
Today
sunshine.
Was cool. Today was really
but
nice.
Sunshine.
All right.
So Miss T bought the sunshine. Mm-hmm.
Hey.
Okay, so can I also even give a part of my two finger to Mr. Black?
A half a finger.
In your class. Oh.
You said part of you.
No, I'm just saying to Mr. Black, I hope that's his classroom.
Quarter finger. Oh, quarter finger.
I hope his classroom is doing well.
Yes, yes.
I hope his classroom is doing well and they're getting the money that they need for the classroom. I mean, they need like a printer. They need an iPad mini. I mean, they need like cartridges.
Hey, listen, y'all. So, the man is trying to save these kids. He's trying to teach these kids. He's trying to make them better. if you don't help when you walking down the street and get hit in the back of your fucking head because these kids don't got nothing better to do and have no hope for the future, just remember, you couldn't reach in your purse and give $20, $30, $40 to a cause. All right? Don't call the police. Call Mr. Black and give a donation.
Word. So one finger.
Cheap motherfuckers.
I'm going to give one finger to people who have health care, Obamacare, Affordable Care Act, or whatever you want to call it, and they don't go get themselves checked out. You have insurance.
Yeah, use that.
Go use it. I know. God damn it. If you don't feel right, go fucking use your insurance that you have.
I know you're not used to it, but get that shit done.
Go use that shit.
If you feel good, go get it checked out. Either way.
If your parts don't feel right.
No shit.
If
your parts don't feel right.
But who don't know? I didn't say what parts. Just go.
But go.
All right. Then that leaves me. I would like to say,
give you an honest two finger.
I would like to say two fingers. I like to say two fingers to the Most High. Allow me to see you one more day. I would like to collectively give one finger to Apple, AT&T, Roberts Fleet Service.
Might as well mention
county. Universe.
Okay.
And I'm going to leave it there. Ooh, y'all are special. Thank you. Hey, look, got to get out of here. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in, for your participation, for all that good shit. We always like to say, in closing,
God woke you up this morning. You can handle the rest of the bullshit.
I want all of you out of my house now.
Hey, Doc.
Yes, sir.
Normally, we would get out of here right about now.
Mm-hmm.
But I just got to pay tribute to the moment.
We go through too much bullshit just to mess with these drunken hot girls. Go through too much bullshit just to mess with these drunken hot girls. We go
slacking, I'm against the
poppin'. What shit?
Slacking, I'm against
the
poppin'.
Mess with
slacking, I'm against
the poppin'. All of these drunken hot girls.
Driving around town looking for the best spot for the drunken hot girls. Up in the club, look at here what we got. Some drunken hot girls. Stop dancing with your girlfriend and come dance with me. Stop talking about your boyfriend since he is not me. Stop running up my tab, cause these drinks is not free. You drunken hot girl. We go through too much bullshit just to mess with these drunken hot girls. We go through too much bullshit just to mess with these drunken hot girls. We go
slacking, I'm
against the
poppin'.
My shit
slacking, I'm against the poppin'.
Mess with
slacking, I'm against the poppin'.
Drop your friends off, I just just want you. You drunk hypocrite. You wanna sit down, but we hit the drive-thru. You drunk hypocrite. Please don't fall asleep, baby, we almost back. Please don't throw up in the car, we almost crashed. Oh, now you sober, how'd I know you'd say that? You drunk and high girl. She gon' do too much bullshit just to mess with these drunk and high girls. She gon' do too much bullshit just to mess with these drunk and high girls. We do stupid, I'm against her. Dangerous necessity that people seek without regard to where they are. The human heart is curious above all things. Lord, the lights are low, your eyes are bright, the music plays, it's sweet delight. It's out of sight, I'm feeling right, your dress is tight. Oh, wow. Right. Don't tell me you sing, you about to get a deal. You drunk hypocrite. That's how the fuck you sound. You drunk hypocrite. Yeah. You only live once, do whatever you like. I thought I'd be with you for only one night. Now I'm with this girl for the rest of my life. That drunken hot girl. Oh man, we go through too much bullshit just to mess with these drunken hot girls.
A little sippy sippy.
We go through too much bullshit just to mess with these drunken hot girls.